Well, good morning. It was a joy to see a bilingual baptism. That was a fun experience. And then to see Brother Benjamin and the band lead us with Hispanic bands singing Jewish music in an English church. And then that'll mix you up, won't it? But that's what I love about Mimosa Lane, about a place that has a vision for hopefully as big as God's heart, that we can experience more of what it means to be the family of God. I know many of you are praying for Brother Gilbert because he went in the hospital Friday morning early when I was visiting with him in the emergency room while they were still doing some testing and deciding whether they were going to keep him and all. And he was laying there in the bed and he said, well, Pastor, in a little bit of a slurred speech, he said, One good thing about this, I guess if there is a good thing, he said, I get to use my stroke policy. I said, well, Brother Gilbert, are there any other policies you're anticipating on being able to use? You see, you've used your cancer policy and you've used your heart surgery policy and you've used your stroke policy. I guess life insurance is all that's left. Isn't that right? I tell you what, that guy's a hoot. I love his spirit and excited about him being back doing what God's called him to do. And I know you'll be praying for him. I did want to sing to him in the ICU. You know, he sings for everybody. But I'm sorry, the only song that came to my mind was The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She Used to Be. Somehow that didn't seem appropriate, so I let it slide. But Gilbert is an unusual guy. We celebrated 35 years last week, and then I guess the Lord knew he needed a little time to rest. So we'll anticipate him in full recovery. We're trusting the Lord for that as well. Well, this first introductory illustration falls under the heading of not listening or not paying attention. Not listening or not paying attention. A little old lady answered a knock on the door one day, only to be confronted by a well-dressed young man carrying a vacuum cleaner. Good morning, said the young man. If I could take just a couple of minutes of your time, I would like to demonstrate the very latest and high-powered vacuum cleaners. Go away, said the old lady. I'm broke and haven't got any money, and she proceeded to close the door. Quick as a flash, the young man wedged his foot in the door and pushed it wide open. Don't be too hasty, he said. Not until you have at least seen my demonstration. And with that, he emptied a bucket of horse manure on her hallway carpet. He said, if this vacuum cleaner does not remove all traces of this horse manure from your carpet, madam, I will personally eat the remainder. The old lady stepped back and said, well, let me get you a fork. Because they cut off my electricity this morning.